Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So I continue our discussion this week around intention, and I started on Monday telling you about the story around my high school reunion and the challenges and the drama that I created by questioning the venue to which we were planning to do this thing. And so I want to talk today about this idea of being consumed by drama. It's always enticing when you get into this these back and forth situations to stay engaged, right? So if it's on Facebook, you get on there and people are feeding off each other and you continue to experience that drama back and forth. And what I'm finding and what I've realized is that there's really no upside in doing that. I mean, certainly we all know people that feed on drama. They love it. They're not happy unless they've got some kind of conflict in their life and they need something to complain about. So those complaints are typically around vilifying somebody else, right? So I was right and I took the high road and can you believe that they did this to me? And you know, we all know those people that are just caught up in that in their own drama. And any opportunity they have to play that victim role, they're gonna go there. So here's my thought. You could play into that or you can just stay away from it. And so this gave, you know, so in my case, I've chosen to focus on other things. I got a million things going on in my life, most of them more important than what's going on Facebook. That's where I turn my focus to. And I don't get stuck in the drama, and I don't go back there. And when I have something new to bring to the table, then I'll do it. Then I'll get back on, and but until then, I don't see the point. So I guess the real point here is that do everything possible not to get consumed by drama in your life, whether it's, you know, the situation similar to what I'm in right now, or anything in life. There's really nothing to be gained through drama. You relive experiences over and over again. They're typically not very good experiences. So why do it? You know, we feel the need to be right. We feel the need to take the high road. We feel like, okay, we're better than the other party at which we, you know, because they did something to us. And can you believe that they did this to us? I mean, all that stuff, it's useless. It's all useless. Rise above it. Stay outside of it, and if you have to engage, engage, but engage as minimalistically as possible. Sometimes silence is just the best way to handle these things. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals, and I'm asking you for the opportunity. Let me be that person for you. Just commit to getting here. It's a few minutes a day. It costs you nothing. And it'll help you stay on the path towards where you want to go. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue the discussion that I started on Monday, and tomorrow's topic is around being open to the possibilities. But for today, plenty of people in life create drama. Spending time with those people and feeding your energy into that drama does no good. There's no upside. There's no benefit. So do everything humanly possible if you can't avoid the drama, do what you can to minimize the drama. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.